This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea said Monday that it will restore severed inter-Korean hotlines starting on Monday, but urged South Korea to step up its efforts to improve relations. That's according to state media KCNA. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his willingness last week to reactivate the hotlines, which the North Korea cut off in early August in protest against joint South Korea-U.S. military exercises just days after reopening them for the first time. The official KCNA agency said the lines will be reconnected on Monday at 9 a.m., but called for Seoul to fulfill its task to recover strained cross-border ties without elaborating. Kim urged South Korea to abandon its double standards and delusion over the North's self-defensive military activities while developing its own weapons. Hundreds of world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaire celebrities, religious leaders, and drug dealers have been hiding their investments in mansions, exclusive beachfront property, yachts, and other assets for the past quarter century. The findings are based on a review of nearly 12 million International Consortium of Investigative Journalists is dubbed the Pandora Papers because the findings shed light on the previously hidden dealings of the elite and corrupt. And they all used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Facebook prematurely turned off safeguards designed to thwart misinformation and rabble-rousing after Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in last year's elections in a money-laundering, money-making move that company whistleblowers alleged contributed to the deadly January 6 invasion of the U.S. Capitol. The whistleblower, former Facebook product manager Francis Hagan, also asserted during an exclusive interview that aired Sunday on CBS's 60 Minutes, that a 2018 change to Facebook's news feeds contributed to more divisiveness and ill will in a network created to bring people closer together. Facebook contends Hagan's allegations are misleading and insists that there is no evidence to support the premise that it's the primary cause of social polarization. Crews on the water and on shore worked feverishly to limit environmental damage from one of the largest oil spills in recent California history. An underwater Southern California pipeline started leaking oil late Friday or early Saturday. The pipeline is owned by Amplify Energy. The CEO, Martin Wilshire, said Sunday that the divers were still trying to determine exactly where the leak occurred. The pipeline and three oil platforms it serves have been shut down altogether. Officials said Saturday that at least 126,000 gallons of oil spilled into the waters off Orange County. Huntington Beach Mayor Kim Carr said the city's beaches would remain closed for weeks, possibly even months. Russia has reported a record daily death toll from COVID-19. It's the fifth time in a week that the deaths have hit a new high. The National Coronavirus Task Force said Sunday that 890 deaths were recorded over the period. And the task force also said that the number of new infections were 25,769. Russia, a country of 146 million people, has Europe's worst confirmed virus death toll in the pandemic of 210,000 people. But despite the persistent rise in daily deaths and new cases, Russian officials say there are no plans to impose a lockdown. Mask-wearing regulations remain in place in Russia, but they're loosely enforced. And at least five civilians were killed in a bomb blast outside a Kabul mosque Sunday. According to a Taliban official, it was the deadliest attack in the Afghan capital since U.S. forces left at the end of August. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion fell on Islamic State extremists who have stepped up attacks on the Taliban in recent weeks, particularly in an IS stronghold in eastern Afghanistan. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.